This is step six of Seven Steps to Get Off Sugar and Carbs course. I am Susan Neal. I'm delighted you are still with me. You are making great strides in improving your health and well-being, and I'm proud of you. And so is God. You are God's champion. Today, we're going to be looking at information session six in Seven Steps to Get Off Sugar and Carbs. And this book provides, or this session provides, five additional healthy living tips. The first is only eat until you're full. So many times we lose the sensation of when our stomach is full and we expand our stomach. And it's only, our stomach is only about this big, but we expand it with our food. So we want to try and get more in tune with the sensation of fullness. So slow down with you eat when you eat. Chew your food more thoroughly. When I was in France visiting this past summer, I was really surprised to find out that they dine for like 2 hours at night. They talk to their family and friends that they're with. They slow down. So that's something that would be beneficial for us to do as well. Number two is eat your foods closer to its form at harvest. This is God's food. And when we do, it gives us the fiber to fill us up. For example, think of a bag of potato chips. It doesn't have any fiber. You can crunch that bag and you end up with a really small portion. No wonder we eat the whole bag. It takes a lot to fill us up. Whereas think of shredding two carrots, and the volume that you get with that is large. It's full of fiber. It's full of vitamins and minerals, all the nutrients that God gave us to eat. And so that's the type of food we should be eating. And we should be getting full. Next is portion size. As I indicated, our stomachs are about this big. So when we go to fill our plate, think of our stomachs being that size. So give yourself a smaller portion. Use a smaller plate because, you know, our eyes are always thinking we can eat a lot more than what our stomachs actually should. So the next one is about eating out. With fast foods, go ahead and get a salad. But with your salad, use the salad dressing sparingly. Now, what I do is I get my fork and I get my salad dressing on the side. I get my fork, I dip it into the salad dressing, and then I get a piece of my salad and I eat it. And just having a very fine coating of salad dressing on the fork before it has any food on it gives me just enough flavor. So that's a great way to minimize the amount of salad dressing that you eat. Now, if you're dining in a restaurant, get the fresh salad to start out with or coleslaw. And then, of course, order, you know, great vegetables, fish, poultry. But in addition, sometimes they give us such a large portion. Well, get a to-go box at the beginning and then decide how much of the portion that you're not going to eat at that sitting. And then that's a way to decrease your portion size. Number five is about sugar cravings. I have given you the handout, Curb the Sweet Tooth. So I'm going to give you some examples of nutritious snacks that I use to curb mine. The first one is a green apple. So I get a green apple, I slice it up, and I like to make my own homemade almond butter. I get the almond butter. I slather it all over each slice of the green apple. And it's so filling and nutritious. And once your taste buds change, even a green apple that is low in sugar, it's a low sugar fruit, it satisfies your sweet tooth. Another idea is to get Ghirardelli chocolate. I get just a bar of chocolate. You want to get 70%, at least 70%. If your chocolate is less than that, if it's milk chocolate, it's full of sugar. We don't want to eat that. But actually, dark chocolate is nutritious. So what I do is I melt this on the stovetop. It only takes about a minute or two to melt. And then I add nuts and seeds to it. Then I pile a pile like a cookie size onto wax paper. And within an hour, it hardens. And I have these chocolate nut cookies that I eat on all week. They're my afternoon snack. They're delicious. They're nutritious. They're full of protein. Plus, you get to eat chocolate. There are ways that we can eat God's foods, which are really healthy for us, and be full and feed our body the nutrients that it needs. Now, the next thing on this list is about, I was growing fruit trees, and I like to go out and pick fresh berries. I have berries and oriental persimmons, apples, grapes. Recently, my daughter and I have been going out and picking fresh blackberries. So go out with a family member and go have some fun and pick some berries together. Next, we're going to be looking at the Christian Study Guide. So for the Christian Study Guide, day one of session six looks at creating a standardized grocery list. I've provided you with that in a handout. And this grocery list is based on my local store and is intended as a sample for you to create one based on the store that you shop at. So what I do is I go to the store, I get my phone, turn on the Notes app, and I dictate into my phone on each aisle the different things that I purchase. I bring my phone home, I email myself the document, I copy it and paste it into a Word document, and then I tweak it a little bit and I print it out. And do you know what? That list has streamlined my grocery shopping task. It's been wonderful. And when all my kids were home, they knew that if there was an item and they used the last bit of it, if they didn't go to that grocery list and circle that item, then it didn't get bought. So it was a great way to train my children. It wasn't all on me. It was them as well. Now, in the Christian Study Guide, day two through four, we're going to be looking at all the different things that you should have done in this course, your action steps. Now, if you printed your action steps, go ahead and get them. Otherwise, you can just follow along in the Christian Study Guide, session six, day two. With these items, go ahead and check them off as you've done them. So that's just such a great feeling, isn't it? To know, okay, I got this done. So of course, we should have read in our Seven Steps book, as well as our Christian Study Guide and the Healthy Living Journal, steps one through six. And in step one, there was a TEDx video, How Does Sugar Affect Your Brain? So did you watch that? Number two is check labels to make sure you don't consume sugary foods with greater than 10 grams of sugar per serving. This is something to go by for the rest of your life. This is not a diet. It is a lifestyle change. You never want to go back to having a food addiction or a candida infection again. So abiding by that rule will prevent that. You don't want to have to do all this work over again. It says once and we're done. Just as like Jesus Christ is our Savior, once for all times, for all people. Number three, write and sign a contract between you and God. Number four, complete your assessments. So that's what we were supposed to do in the Seven Steps book. In the Christian Study Guide, we were supposed to acquire a prayer accountability partner and request to join the closed Facebook group, Seven Steps to Get Off Sugar, Carbs, and Gluten. I hope you're a member of that group because that's where you connect with me. Feel free to ask me any question because I want to provide you with the support you need to be successful. Six, stop eating refined carbohydrates such as snacks you find in boxes and bags. Seven, take the food addiction test. Eight, drag your skeleton out of the closet. For me, that was instrumental. I needed to attain emotional healing. Nine, write that Bible verse down on an index card, and I've told you I would post it on the refrigerator or tape it to the pantry. 10, express to God the struggle you experience with food and surrender the issue to Jesus. Taking step two, acquire. One item was take the gluten sensitivity test by eliminating wheat for 1 month and then reintroduce it into your diet to see if you experience any ill effects. I've also created a gluten sensitivity quiz. If you want to take that, it's at glutenintolerancequiz.com, and I will put that down in your action steps for this week. I've also asked you to do that for dairy, because dairy and wheat are the two of the most common food allergens. You were supposed to take the Candida spit test to see if you had Candida. And for action step two for the Christian Study Guide, you're supposed to plan your menu and grocery list. And remember, only eat organic corn, wheat, oats, soy, and beet products because they could contain residue from the carcinogen glyphosate. Now, if we move to day three, we're going to look at step three, action steps. And this was a tough one. Woo, cleaning out the pantry, the refrigerator, the freezer. I'm not sure what was worse, that or cleaning out your emotions with God. And number two said, are you journaling what you eat and determining why you were eating when you are not hungry? That is instrumental. So be sure and fill that out in the Healthy Living Journal. Three, record the things in your life that cause you stress. Four, think about things that you can do to reduce or eliminate those stressors. And what activities can you do to relieve your stress? Next, fully commit your heart to the Lord. And if you need to forgive someone, please go to day five of session three in the Christian Study Guide, because forgiveness is instrumental in healing. I know it was for me. Share your forgiveness story with someone close to you. Now, step four was to become familiar with the healthy eating guidelines that were in a handout in an earlier session. Determine what alternatives you will use for sugar, pasta, dairy, and to some extent, meat. And if you need to, buy an anti-candida cleanse be sure to take a probiotic supplement. Now we're moving to step five, and that is implement the 7-day eating plan that was in your handout. Plan for the pitfalls by printing the list of food addiction battle strategies that was one of your previous handouts, and utilize those strategies when you're tempted. Implement the 5-step Binding the Strong Man plan and print a copy of that plan, and that was also a handout. Continue to record pertinent information in your journal, such as, what food problems have you experienced since you were a child? And list all you can praise God for. Every time you overeat, immediately confess your sin to the Lord. And if you are not wearing the full armor of God, work on those areas where you are weak. And that was one of the lessons from last week. Next is taking step 6 and prepare, and you're going to have those action steps in your handout today. Now we're going to move on to the Healthy Living Journal. We're doing part 6, week 6, day 36 through 42. First, we're going to look at day 37 about practicing gratitude. When you embrace a mindset of gratitude, dopamine releases in the brain. Remember, that's that feel-good neurohormone, and we need to release that in positive ways rather than through eating wheat and sugar. So there is a gratitude log in the beginning of the Healthy Living Journal, so be sure and fill that out. Another way that I really embrace gratitude is through praise music. That's when my spirit connects with the Spirit of God. So practice gratitude. Now page day 38 is about fruit of the Spirit and self-control. For years, our bodies have betrayed our mental commitment because we've had a food addiction, a candida infection, an emotional connection with food, or we lacked knowledge. This course has been all about resolving that root cause. And you know what happens once you do? Your normal appetite and taste buds come back. And so does your self-control. I know for me, when after I killed that candida bug in my gut, it's like I no longer craved alcohol or chocolate. I could finally just eat a normal portion and not a sugary type of food. So the key is healing. Is curing your root cause. And when you resolve your issue in combination with utilizing God's power through prayer and the sword of the Spirit, you will win the war of reclaiming your health and normal weight. Now let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, please be with each individual as they figure out what their root cause is and help them to resolve it. Empower them, Jesus. Through your heavenly name, we pray. One more video and we're done.